We have a request tonight. Wasn't planned. I guess God planned it, right? We have a brother who would like prayer. He's sick and he'd like prayer. And before I call him up, I want to read some scripture for us, all right? Can you hear me okay? All right. In James chapter 5, in verse 13, it says, Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Any sick among you? Let him call up the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. I'm really thankful for the scripture tonight. I'm thankful for the instruction and the liberty. But I'm mostly thankful for Jesus, who is so loving and so kind and so merciful and ready to take care of our every affliction. The scripture says, Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, He delivers them from them all. Isn't that wonderful? You know, my wife and I raised 7 children on the mission field, and I think if you looked at all of us right now, you'd see that we're pretty healthy. Praise God. When the devil told us we was going to starve to death and die of diseases and everything. And believe us, we got the diseases, didn't we, Julie? We got malaria, we got typhoid, we got everything you can get. But the Lord, He delivers from them all. Isn't He good? We call on Jesus and He answers. We're going to call on Jesus tonight for those who are sick amongst us. There's a brother who wants... Brian, would you like to come up now? I don't see where you're at. Brother Brian, you here? There you are. Come on up. Anybody else who'd like prayer, please come up. I'm going to ask Brother Dick and Brother Richard. Richard, would you please come too? But anybody else who'd like to have prayer, Jesus would like to heal you. Jesus is very present, and He's very capable. He's very willing. Amen? He's more than willing. Are we men of like passions? Don't look to me or Dick or Richard or anybody. Look to Jesus right now together. We're going to pray for these sick folks. And we're going to pray together in the name of Jesus. Amen? And because He is who He is, He'll do what He does the best. That none of us can do without Him. Because He's Jesus. Because He heals the sick. He heals the brokenhearted. Even if you believe not, He abides faithful. Praise God. You know, I'm glad it's not dependent upon my faith tonight, Brother Dick. I would fail us all. But Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen? So we're going to trust Jesus tonight to do a miracle, to heal His children here tonight. Amen? Anybody else like prayer? Please come up.